Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Bezer Hashem, today we'll be seeing Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is Messiah, the Sugi of Hallel, with the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph Binyani Hallel. And Abai is Masber, what the Mishnah over there says, that the Bracha Achrei Hallel is Tali B'minig, that it's only on the Bracha Acher Hallel, like it's Meduyik in the Mishnah, it's talking about the Bracha Achroina. But the bracha rishayna zikr before halal chayiv levarich kakol mitzvah shechtzarich levarich lefanav, and it brings the klal of kol mitzvahs mevarich aleim over lasiyasam. Why do you have to make a bracha lefanav? As in the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Tosis Rosh and Bracha Staf Samach Amud Beis, they say an interesting hesper. They say that the Tachlis, the toichen of the bracha is to give haidah on the mitzvah, and a chelik of the bracha is to give haidah on the tzivui of the mitzvah. That's what we say. Hashem lekeinu asheket shanu mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. So we're not only giving haidah on the mitzvah, we're giving haidah on the tzivui of the mitzvah. Why? Because ayidei that which Hashem is mitzavas, that gives us an opportunity to be miskarev l'Hashem. Hashem is the davar achi toiv ba'olam. Called Vegas Hashem is a toiv Hashem kavayu, like the Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning. As a birchas ha-mitzvah, the shvach v'ida is not only on the mitzvah, it's on the tzivui before the mitzvah, the kiras Hashem that's munach in the tzivui. As a mela, to make a bracha on the tzivui, we make the bracha before. As the tzivui is before you do the mitzvah. That's Deir Mahalach, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Tosis Rosh. The Ritvan, the Avzayin Amud Beis, in Psachim, the Amasechta says a different Mahalach. That the Bracha is Avoidus HaNefesh. The Mitzvah itself is Avoidus HaGuf. And when Makdim and Avoidus HaNefesh, which is more Choshev than Avoidus HaGuf. As it's before a Chiddush that the Bracha is a Chelek of the Avoidus HaMitzvah. As Shmuel, and when he says this klal, he says kol ha-mitzvahs mevarech aleihem over lasiyasam. The Gemara brings raya from Sukkim that the word of over is koidem, means koidem. Frek the Ritvan Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that why does Shmuel say over, which it's not clear what the kavana is, he should have just said koidem, and that's bara, that it means before. Why do you have to say over, which can mean either before or after? We bring raya that could also mean before. He should have used the lashon of koidem. He says it teretz that he's coming to teach you a chiddush ladina, because if you would do it, if it would have said koidem, it would be mashri, you could even do it a long time before. As therefore he says over, that you have to do it right before. L'dugma, it's brought down in Poskim, the first mitzvah we do with tzitzis. As when you make the bracha on tzitzis, when you're holding it about to put it on, not when it's in the talis, because that's oiver lo'iver, it's too early to make the bracha. And who are then by kol ha-mitzvahs? And Birchei Yosef in Aruch Chaim, in Machzik Bracha, Simen Tov Lamed Beis, he adds that the Amoraim over here bring Kama Psukim to show this. Why do you have to bring Kama Psukim? He says each one's bringing a pasuk which is showing that koidim, that not only it means koidim, but it means close by. And somehow he's masber. So that's the first sugya of bracha over lasiyasam. The Gemara then continues and brings another memra, the kois bracha and the sudas at tzaddikim la'asid lavai. Why is the Gemara bringing the memra over here? As you could learn that until now we spoke about the shvachim that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bahalo. As we're saying, kilo another shvach that David's going to say to Hashem by Birchas HaMazon. Marsha learns, it's a hemshach to what we learned on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, that we darsh in the Seif Halo. David says, Evin Manus Maso Aboinim Vzeicha Legadlus and Lehoidais Lashem. As Gam Lasid Lavai, he's also going to be Zeicha Legadlus, even more than other tzaddikim. It's a hemshach of that inyan. As where do you learn out what's going to happen? As we learn it out of the pasuk, that it says, Vayigdal HaYeled VaYigomel. When Yitzchak was born, they made a suda for him, B'shas he was nigmal. Because the Masha is mad with the Joshua, because it's a Yishal Loshen, and it's not Nitzach B'chalal. Mitzach Pir. Why is the Su'udah that's going to be La'asid Lavoi Nirmaz in the Su'udah Shel Yitzach when he was born? As Nira, that we know the famous Ramban, that everything that happened to the Avos was Maisa Avos Simin Labanim. As this Su'udah for Leidas Yitzach is a Maisa Avos Simin Banim for the Su'udah of the Gula. That's why it's in Indian, it's Nirmaz over here. Because Leidas Yitzchak was like a gula to Avram and Sarah, that they had a child. They had a tzara for so long that they didn't have a child. When they had a child, it was a gula from the tzara. Void. And Avram was kilo b'mkoyim kol klal yisrael. As his gula is diamond to the gula of kol klal yisrael. Void. It's meramez on the gula sida. That just like Oisai Gula wasn't Shaykh al Piteva, Avram and Sarah were Akav Akara, and it happened. As what in the Gula Sida looks to us like it's not possible to happen. The Yidden, the Frum Yidden are going to be running the world. It's impossible. There's so many armies, so many nuclear weapons. Abba, Hashem makes the impossible happen too. Hashem is a Kol Yachol. As that's Kilu the Remez, just like Leidas Yitzhak was. Impossible, al piteva, who had in the gula asida. Void, it was al yedea leida. Yedua from the Arizal, the Maral, gula is nimshel to a leida, the gula asid lavai, because the whole matzah is going to change. It's like we're going to be born again. As a mele, it was nimshel to the leidas of Yitzchak. As him came, what it was nirmaz and leidas Yitzchak is because the gula asida was doima to leidas Yitzchak. Why was he called Yitzchak? Hashem Aschoik, that was Mali the world. As Huadin La'asid Lavai, Yimale Schoik Pinu, whoever's going to be Zoicha to this Suda, ah! Zah Simcha you haven't had yet. Wherever you were, you won't have a Simcha like then. Be Zoicha the Schoik of Yitzchak La'asid Lavai. As the Gemara starts off, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asay Suda L'tzadikim. As it's talking about La'achet Chiyas HaMesim, because who's by the Suda? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all the tzadikim are going to come back. As which Suda are we making La'achet Chiyas HaMesim? As the Rebbeinu B'chai in a place of Shulchan Shal Dalid, is mitzayin to the Gemara in Baba Basra, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asay Suda L'tzadikim Mibasar Levyasan. Then Hashem's going to take the basar of the fish Levyasan and serve it to the tzadikim. And the mocker that it's Asay Suda to the Rebbeinu B'chaye is because also over there it uses the exact same lashon. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asay Suda L'tzadikim. The Eis Yosef appears in the Ein Yaakov. He's mitzayin to a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas B'shalach that it brings also mamish the exact thing as our Gemara, that David's going to asid levarach in the Suda. Just over there, the Gemara adds what else they're going to serve by the Suda. They're going to serve the Peiris of Gan Eden, Ramadane Gan Eden, and that's Mafurish, and the Medrash is Mashmah, they're going to have Mon too. As this is a Suda, we're going to have Nifla de Gezach, and the best fish in the world, the Levyasam. You're going to have Mon, Kol Tam Shaboyim. You're going to have Peres Gan Eden, Ein Kamayu. Thus is a Nifla de Gesuda. Thus is the Suda, Sha'asa the Tzadikim, Lokum, Betrias and Mesim. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Periches, Halacha Beis, is Miyasir, Alpi, the Gemara, and Bracha, Staf Yud Zayin, Amid Beis. It says in Oilom Abba, there's no achila, there's no shtia. Na'ano es nenem izir ashchina. Azok the Rambam, if there's no achila v'shtia, that must mean there's no guf. There'll only be an ishama, because the guf has to eat and drink. And it says, la'asid lavoi, there won't be achila v'shtia. As boit the Rambam, that la'asid lavoi, there will not be a guf. The schar is going to be only to the shama. But Loch Adalit, he is I. The Gemara says the Schar Loilam Abba is a Suda. So how could you say there won't be a guf? It says there's going to be a Suda you're going to eat. Zog the Rambam, it's a Mashal V'Alma. The Ravid over there in Hilchos Tshuva, yes, on the Rambam from our Gemara. The Gemara says there's going to be a koishel brichas amazin in the Suda. They're going to be mavarch brichas amazin and a koishel brachas. It's muchach, it means eating. You only have a koishel brichas amazin if you literally ate. Thus, fract derive it on the Rambam from our Gemara. As there's two mahalchim liyasha of the Rambam. One mahalich is in the Kesef Mishnah over there. And other achrayim that they're miyashiv, that there are two kinds of chalokim that will be la'asid lavoi. There's one miyad la'achar tchias amesim, that there'll be a tkufa when people will be with their guf. And in that tkufa we're talking about miyad la'achar tchias amesim, there'll be a suda with a guf. The Rambam's talking about the Iker Schar is after Gimoyis HaMashiach, the Olam will be Nesapach to be in the Matzav of Olam Haba. As then, when it's Nesapach L'Olam Haba, then it'll be without a guf. That's one Mahalach. Rav Sodik in Parshas Chuma Ois Yud Beis is Miyashiv. It's based on a Zohar that even this Koishel Bracha that we're talking about, that David's being Mevarach, is the Brichas is also a mashal. Okay, so this is the Suda shel Asid Lavoi, and we saw a little bit what they're eating by the Suda. As granted, there's a beautiful Teres Chaim brought in the Bir Aloch and some in Reish Mem Beis that says that when we eat on Shabbos, Dogim, it's Liska, that Asid Lavoi, we're going to be Zeicha to the Suda, the Basa shel of Yasam. What we eat basar on Shabbos is what it says, that in that Suda there's going to be a basar of a shor harayela for miyuchadik a shor. What we have madanim and matamim is connected to perus a gan eden and madane gan eden. As be'emes, when we're eating on Suda Shabbos, is lisko la oisai Suda. Shehiska bay asadikim la asid lavai. Kishiyavoi Mashiach v'tchias ha-meisim sheyizke be'ezus Hashem b'korv. As it gives a little bit more of a tam, a gishmak, in Yisud HaShabbos. As the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that this Suda will be b'yoyim sheyigmol chastoy l'zara shel Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give b'chesed, the schar, to Zera Shal Yitzhak, that they went to the Golos and they were machzik with Torah and mitzvahs. As why are we miyaches us to Zera Shal Yitzhak? How we have Zera Shal Avram and Yaakov too. As the mocker that the Suda is miyuches li Yitzhak is because we're darshening out of the Suda of, that was Nasa li Yitzhak. That's how we darshen it from the Pasuk. Of Lamaisa, even though we have a mocker from the Drasha, why is the Drasha focusing in on Yitzchak and not on the other Ovis? As you could be mazed with the Gemara and Shabbos, Peitesa Medbeis, the Doirish, or a Pasuk B'Yeshaya, say Yitzchak Yitan B'Shvilam, Sheyizke L'Gula, B'Tziref HaSchus, Shalakei Dosoi. That Yitzchak will be Yitain, the reason why we zeicha to the gula, we're first going to ask Avram to help us, to say he can't, Yaakov, he can't. But Yitzchak will help us and he'll say that Hashem should have rachmanis and v'schus ta'akeda, he should be moichel klal Yisrael. As mavur in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the gula will come al yedei the taina of Yitzchak. The Maral in Sefer HaNetzach in Perichov Gimel is mazmer ba'oif in Oymek, he says that Al Pimashe Kosev Bisvar Makdoshim, that the Midah of Yitzchak is the Midah of Din. Every Av had a Midah. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Din, Yaakov is Tiferes. He says that the Schi of Klal Yisrael and the Gula is through the Yisurim that they went through in Golus, and they were Oymed, they were Kabbal the Yisurim, and they were Machzik in Torah Mitzvah Afilu Achi. The Fum Sar Agra, as the Scha Los and Lova is going to be tremendous from those Yisurim in Galus. He says the Yisurim is the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Din. As Mikoyach Zarei Shel Yitzchak, from the Midah of Yitzchak, that's how we're going to be Zeicha to the tremendous Schar. The Gemara says, Yenoisen Loi Koy Shel Bracha Lavram Lavarach, the Mashah is Mazber, because you always give the Godel first. As the Shaila is, what does it mean? doesn't mean that Avram was the biggest of the tzaddikim. Or you could be doicha that Avram was chai koidim from all the tzaddikim. That's why he's the gadol, because he lived first. As Avram says, he's einu mevarich sheyatze mimenu yishmal. He can't make the koish al bracha because it was yatze mimenu yishmal. As you could learn, that it's a chsarn in his godless, like the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, that Mishum Zuma Shahaya Bavram Yatza Yishmal. Ablafiza Tzarech Bia, why was David Birach? He didn't have any chesreinus, he didn't do anything wrong, he didn't do any chatoim. What does it mean? He was bigger than all the other tzaddikim in his sitkis. As the Mashal's Mefarish, the Gemara by Fenacher, over here is not a Shiloh who's a bigger tzaddik. Over here is a shayla in making birchas hamazon. The inyanim that you masker in birchas hamazon, and only someone who shaymed the inyanim that you masker in birchas hamazon is roi levarich on the koishal birchas hamazon. As Bishal the Mashar's Mazmi, he wasn't istaba in bris mila and in birchas hamazon were moidal bris milas. That's what he's saying. His own son is not shaymed bris milas. How could he be mevarich on the inyan of bris mila? He's masked with the other ones, al derech zeh also. Yaakov was loy birech, shenosa shtei achoyes. It's our beer, the Gemara in Yumachavcha says, the obvious was shayim mekola teir kula. Chazal was doyshem in Yuchar on Yaakov. Lovin gauti, tayag is, gauti is the oisius of tayag, tayag mitzvah shamalti. As how could you say he married achoyes? The Mefarshim asked the question, Mashon Yumachov Ches, says that Rachel and Leah were Niskaya before he married them, as Kotnshin is Gaya, a Gershin is Gaya, ki Kotnshin Oyla Dami, they're not sisters. The Maral and Guraya Perik Memvol, Dorachayim and Perik Memtes say that it was a Piruach HaKodesh of its glory, he didn't do an Avera, Yaakov was Shaymer Kol Tara Mitzis. As why can't he make Birchus Amazin because he was nice as Shtei Achoyes? Hare, he did it beheter, by Yaakov Avinu there was a heter. As the Maral is Mazbil, that even so, there's still a ksas gnai b'davar, and lefila marsha means klapi berchas hamazon, there's a gnai. As at the end, David was birich, v'nira shezeh kiam medrish b'tchilas tchilim, shagam shetehilim was nischabra al yidei yud tzadikim, of it's written by David, because koilo yoye choviv lo, v'tishbocha shaloi, because kol was choviv l'ashem, in that which is mishabeach. And mishum zeiz nikad is noyim zmiris Yisrael, as David shvachim are choviv l'ashem, as that's why he'll make the bracha l'ashem, the svarim hakdeshim ha-mazbirim, because midas David is midas shal malchus, hamlochus Hashem. Like Sefer Tilim is Kulay Amlochus Hashem. Boy, he was Miyachis Kol Malchusa Lashem, Lachashem Agdula Vagura Vatiferes Vaneta Voina, like some Alochim, I'm such a good Melech. Hashem! Hashem is there, Lachashem Agdula Vagura Vatiferes Vaneta Voiva Malchus. That was David. And this Midah Malchus is Miyuchad in the Nir of Bracha, like the Gemara in Bracha Stav Memalev says. Shebechol bracha shaloi maskel malchus Hashem eino bracha. David himself was tikkun mei of brachas. As mishum zetz roi, because his mid is malchus. Umishum zetz roi le David levarach Hashem. Mishum zetz, the Gemara darshins what's roi levarach, which David said until him, koisi shuas esa, ubeshem Hashem ekra. Because on everything he did, he was b'shem Hashem Ekra, Tilim is Mali, in all stages of life. He davened Hashem and he thanked Hashem. As Kois Yeshua's Esa, why was he zoicha to be Kois Yeshua, the Kois of Birchas Hamazon? B'shem Hashem Ekra, because his whole life he called Hashem and was Mamlech Hashem. And that's why he was zoicha to be the Melech of Klal Yisrael, because Mishu Mamlech Hashem is zoicha lemelucha. Mida kenegin mida. And this is a limud lanu that aschal lo elam haba, the Gemara in Brachas Yedzayin Amit Beis says is atre seyem v'resheyem. Why? Because the whole life with mamlech Hashem, as mischustad which with mamlech Hashem will be zeicha lasid lavai, This crown is going to be more beautiful than any crown. Even if they spend in the world millions of dollars to crown a person on his head, it won't be anywhere near the crown, the beauty of the crown, the yofi of the crown, that every yid will be zeichet to for his Torah and mitzvahs. Because be'emes, when every yid with his Torah and mitzvahs is so much more chashuv than any amount of money that is to be spent on any jewel in the world. Yikarahi mipninim. Okay, so this is the Inyane Agada. Let's move on to the next Mishnah on the Omid. The Mishnah says, She'ein maftirin, Rashi's mefarish, ein misaymin asuda, achar ha-pesach afi koymen. As the Shtein Mahalchim in the Gemara, what pshat in the Mishnah? So Rav learns, and it's coming to say there's an issa lechol b'chabura acheres. As the Rishbam learns, it's issa lechol koldova b'chabura acheres. Why? Because you're going to come to eat the Pesach b'chabura acheres, which is a makom acher that's aser. And Tosfos learns this is only on the Korban Pesach. This is made to the Dina. The Fize, what's the lashon of afi koyman in the Mishnah? The Rishbam says, Afik is lohoitzi kelim, mon is kelim. As ein maftir in achar pesach afikoymen, you can't eat after the korban pesach afikoymen in a different place. That's the pshat according to Rav Shmuel, Rav Chananya, and Rav Yechanan learn a different pshat that this is not only to eat in a different place, even in the same place, there's an issa to eat ba'isay makom. Rishbam is mefarish lefize, the lashon of afikoymen is that apik is lahoitzi from the kitchen to the shulchan, man is mine mesika. As ein maftirin achara pesach ba'afikoymen, and taking food out to the suda after you eat the korban pesach. What's aser? As there's a shinui in the Amorayim, what they say. As the Rishbam learns the Betzim, ein machlokes. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, everyone holds his issur to eat everything. Each one was not at a different thing, what he was used to eating after the Suda. The Ramban and the Melchames and the Ran learned that there's a machlokes. And their mocker is, because the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaseh to Rabbi Yechanan. Why does it say only Rabbi Yechanan? If everyone agrees, Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Yechanan, that's why didn't it say Shmuel also? As they buy Vais Lechoy, Shmuel holds, there's no Issa B'tmarim V'Kloyes. What's the Hezbin Shita Shmuel? Why there's no Issa? As there's a Shinu between the Ramban and the Ran, why Shmuel is, holds there's no Issa. And the Shinu is totally what the Isser of Ein Maftirin is. The Ramban learns the Isser, you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pet, after the Matzah, because, or the Korban Pesach, the Ramban learns, because you have to eat the Korban Pesach ala Soiva, like the Rishbam. As what's Pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel holds, why is it us to eat after the Korban Pesach? Because we're afraid if we let you eat after the Korban Pesach, you won't eat it b'saifa, and you'll fill up after the Korban Pesach and not before the Korban Pesach. As the Fiza is very geschmack, they tine it's only by foods that fill you up, like meat and other heavy foods, but the tmarim and kloyas, which are snacks, that's we're not afraid it's going to fill you up. The Ran can't learn this way, because the Ran learns the Isser is lahashiv, because you have to leave Tam Pesach. As how does he learn? He says a different pshat. He says, you would think this is only by heavier foods, because that removes the Tam of the Korban Pesach. But by Kloyis Ve'Goyzim that don't have so much Tam, they're lighter foods, as that doesn't remove the Tam of the Korban Pesach. And why is Rabbi Yechanan arguing, as the Ramban says, because it's a loy plug? The the Ran learns because Rabbi Yochanan holds v'choishes, even by these things it'll remove the tam. Okay, so this is the beer, the machlokes and mapshan in the Mishnah, and the second chelik are the ones that are learning that you're not allowed to eat afterwards, but they say different foods. Are they arguing? The Maisa, we hold la locha that is also la'echol after the Karban Pesach, like the second pshat. What's the reason why it's also to eat after the Karban Pesach? Because there's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi on daf pei vav, there's Rashbam over here, learn. Because there's a din to be oichol ala soiva. V'chein kosov teisus and daf kuf chesam and alev divrei hamaschol maftirin. It's beer. Okay, you have to eat it on the soiva. Why? But why aren't you not allowed to eat afterwards? As the Ramban and the Melchamas and the Ran explain that there's a gzera. If you're going to allow him to eat afterwards, as he's going to save his appetite for later on. The Ramban points out that they were very squished together when they ate the Karban Pesach. He'd rather wait till later on to eat. As there's a chash that he won't eat it ala soifa. As therefore we ask him to eat after the Karban Pesach, as he'll make sure to fill himself up before the Karban Pesach. Thus is the Mahalich of the Ramban. Freg the Rishonim on it, two questions. Aleph, the Gemara says that this is the Tam by Matzah, also according to one man, the Yama. And there's no din to be le'echol matzah le'soiva. But Friday, if you learn that the din of le'soiva is mishum le'mishcha, it's only be'karbin. Void, if you learn mishum shviras etzem, also it's only by a karbin. As that, the Ramban in Melchames answers, that kivan da'afi koimin is zecha le'pesach, as tiknu she'eba kol dinim shel karbin pesach. As if the Pesach has a din ala soiva, well then the matzah dafi koime, which is b'makom the Karban Pesach, has a din ala soiva also. The Rani asks another question that the Gemara says that is mavur, the reason why there's an iser is because you need shiishar tam Pesach b'piv, tam matzah b'piv. If the reason is lechal ala soiva, what does it have to do with tam matzah b'piv? Ramban answers, B'das Rishbam, the reason why you need the Tam Pesach to stay B'piv is to remind him not to eat. Dainu being that B'drabban and we made an Isser of it's Asur Le'echol after the Karban Pesach, as therefore we said we want the Tam to stay B'piv, K'day to remind him that it's Asur Le'echol. As thus is the Yeshuvim, B'das Rishbam and Taisus. There's a shinui in the Rishonim, why is Pesach nechal ala soiveh? Rashi, on daf pei vav amid aleph, the Rishbam over here say, because there's a din lemishcha legdula kederach shemalachim oichlem. You have to eat kachim bederach gdula. Asarach bi, if you look in the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, mishum ledin lemishcha, you have to eat it sli, with chardol, with mustel, it has to be geshmaka eating, because lemishcha, legdula. But what does it have to do with ala soiva? The Rabbeinu David asked the question, and the Rabbeinu David says that because the malachim, some people, b'derech klal, most people, when they eat basa, they do it to fill up. But malachim, they're so rich, they don't need the basa to fill up. They only eat it latinic. As kilu to show that we're not doing it to fill up, we're doing it l'shem tainik, we eat it after we're full. Thus is lemishcha, thus is kederech gadlus. But Rashi on Samach Tes on the base, ayin amar alev, is mashma different hesper. He's mashba because when a person is nispa, ayidei v'achila, as thus is a hana, as people, b'derech klal, they could eat a little bit of meat, but malachim have enough meat to be able to be nispa from it. And that's a hana chshuva, the hana sphere, to be filled up by meat is a hana sphere. One time, was speaking about it, and is wondering, like, if you really feel different when you fill up from meat, when you fill up from bread. One of the Bachim called out, Rebbe, you haven't been in a good restaurant in America. If you would eat the basa there and feel the sphere, it's a different kind of hanat, zicha hanach shuvah. So we could be saimich on him, the Rishbam says that way. Thus is the sheet of Rashi that Lemishcha, we learn out Kederashim Alachim Ayichlan. This is a din in Achilles Kodshim. Ayin Taisis on Daf Kuf Chof Amir Aleph, that he says a different pshat. He says, also on Daf Ayin, Al Pi Yushalmi, that there's an Issa Shvirus Etzem. As if you're hungry, you're pulling off every piece of meat, as you're going to break the bones to get to the meat. Hashenkin, if you're savur ready, you won't come to break the bones to get to the meat. Why didn't Taisus learn like the Rishbam Yishum the Mashcha? As the Hezbir is Taisus Lushitasa, he say Gishmak on Zvachim Dafayin Ebeis, that learns the din of Lumashcha is only by Matnes Kune, and not on the Chelik that the Yisrael eats from the carbon. Or we by the carbon Pesach, we're talking about what the Yisrael eats. The pasuk in Parshas Korach that says Lamisha is going on Matnes Kuna, Lashon Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis, Matnes Kuna Ein Necheles Elitzli. Meduyik it's a din in Matnes Kuna. Rashi and the Rishbam will learn that we learn out from Matnes Kuna to all Karbanis. But it's a big chiddush because the Matnes Kuna is not only by Karbanis. All Matnes Kuna have a din of Lamisha. But that's how Rashi and the Rishbam will learn that by all korbanos it has to have this din of lemishcha. The makor of Rashi and the Rishbam is because Tosis asks that in the Gemara in Tura Umenachis there's a din leechel ala soiva bimincha. Frek Tosis, if it's mishum shviras etzem, it's only shayach by korban pesach, not by a korban mincha. Well, the Firashi is Gavaldik, the din of the Mashra is by all Karbanis. Yeah, Tosis says a different teretz that is a Nayadin Shelo Yetzi Mishulchan Rabbi Rave, and that's also by Shar Karbanis. Thus is the Mahalach of the Rishonim. She dis Rashi, she dis Tosfos Daf Kuf Chof, the Hezbel, the Ramban, that the Isser of eating after the Korban Pesach is Mishom the din of Echila L'Soiva. What's this of Echila L'Soiva? As Rashi and the Rishbam learns as L'Mishcha, and Tosfos holds there's no din L'Mishcha by Korban Pesach, as Tosfos learns as the Isser Shviras Etzem. The Rabbeinu David and the Ran have a different pshat in the Issa Le'echol Achar Pesach. They medayik the Gemara, it's because Shetzarach Sheyishar Tam Matzah B'Psiv. Why is that? K'dei Liskor Shelo Lechol HaPesach B'Mokom Acher. L'fi Zeh, the Tam HaShmuel is Daima L'Rab, that the Issa Achila is because you're going to eat the Pesach in the wrong place. Just Rab Asad only eating in a different place, and Shmuel Asad even eating in the same place. The Maisa comes out that everyone's learning the reason why you need the time is Kedei Liska. The Machlekes says Kedei Liska what? The Ramban learns Kedei Liska the Isser Achila. And the Rishban learns, and the Ran learns Kedei Liska not to Echel the Korban Pesach in a different place. In the Rambam, L'choira is a little bit mashma, there's a different gather in the din, Shishol Tamatza V'Piv. He says, Shachilosa Hi Mitzvah, as therefore you want Shishol Tamatza V'Piv. It's a beer. My nafkimina the Achilosa is Mitzvah. As the Chlenish is Masber, that the Chvivis in the Mitzvah is the Shishol Tamatza V'Piv. It's a whole new reason. This is the Erste Chedek of the Sugya. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings down that the matzah that you eat, Bizman HaZeh, B'Soif HaSuda, that we call Afikoimin, and the Farshim explain, I'll say that it's Asa to be Afikoymen after the matzah. That's why he got the shame of Afikoymen. That's our Mishnah. As the Rishonim, as the Gemara says, brings a machlokes, if this matzah that we eat at the end of the Suda that we call Afikoymen, if there's an issa to eat lachrov. As why do we eat a matzah at the end of the Suda? Hooray, we already did the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of kairach. That's why we're eating another matzah at the end of the Suda. But there's a big machlokes we showing him. The Rashi and the Rishpam over here learned that it's zeicher lematzah necheles im Pesach. In those days, they ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the Suda. And when they ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the Suda, they have to eat matzah with it. A zeicher to the matzah necheles im Pesach, they ate a matzah. Frek the Rosh, as him came, we should make a zecher for the Mara Nechalim HaKorban Pesach too. As the Bach and Simon Tofai and Zion is Masra. That Mara Bismana says, the Rabbanon. As we don't make a zecher to it, but matzah, which is Bismana says, the Raisa, as there's a mitzvah matzah, the Raisa, as then we make a zecher to the matzah, the Raisa. Grada, the Rashbam and the Rashi Eid feed their pshat that the feed of Rehem the ikum matzah that you yoytzi yedei chayva is the matzah at the end of the Suda, because that's the matzah which is zecher to the Pesach. It's the Indian to do it to be yoytzi the ikum mitzvah. Then the Rosh is choylik on Rashi, he learns the matzah that we're eating at the end of the Suda is zecher le Pesach. And that's why the Afikoyim, this matzah is dinim of a Korban Pesach. That's shot in the Mandiyam and the Gemara that says it's also lichal echa matzah, because this matzah is like the Korban Pesach. The Firashi and the Rishpam, why does this Mandiyam hold as an Isser Achila afterwards? You have to say, being that the matzah was eaten with the Korban Pesach, as whatever dinim with the Korban Pesach, rather you did with the matzah too, even though not mitzad the matzah. But filu ochi, that's enough that we gave it the dinim of Korban Pesach. It's a chiddush. According to Rashi, it's much more geshmak, according to the Ramban and the Rosh, that the matzah is oimid b'mokum the Korban Pesach, before it has the dinim of Korban Pesach. Maisa, what do we do bisman hazeh? As the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we have two kezesim, one keneged Pesach and one keneged the matzah necholim of Pesach. It's kibbutz to be yitzel all shittas. Yeah, but us as a hidur to have two kezesim for the Afikoyim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.